This is the Joey English Show, Red Hot Treasure Chest for Kids and Pets.
Presented through the generosity of MDR Vital Factors, MDR.com, and 800-637-8227. Do you want to boost your immune system, feel younger, and have more energy? Vital Factors is a natural approach to enhance HGH, the youth hormone that helps support muscle tone, firm skin, youthful vitality, and a healthy immune system. I love Vital Factors, and you will too. Try it. Just go to vitalfactors.com. Use code Joey for a 20% discount. That's vitalfactors.com or call 800-637-8227. That's 800-MDR-TABS.
Hi, Joey pal. This is Pat Riley. You know, with all that's going on in our life these days, let MDR Vital Factors invigorate you naturally every day. It really works.
You've got passes to the Air Museum. Open 10 to 5 daily. Warbird rides are for sale, starting at only $99. Kids 12 and under get in free with a paying adult. PalmSpringsAirMuseum.org. You've got a gift certificate to Aspen Mills Bakery. They are open normal hours. They have takeout and delivery open. Lots of bread, baked goods, full lunches. They will deliver to your home or business free.
Hello, Joey Pals. This is Marty from Aspen Mills Bakery. Come and see us.
AspenMillsPS.com. You've got a gift certificate from 849 Restaurant and Lounge. We are open for lunch at 11 a.m. and dinner daily from 5 p.m. You can order takeout by calling 325-8490. Your safety is our priority. We have gone to great lengths to adhere to the guidelines for sanitation and safety.
Hi, Joey Pals, it's Willie. Please come visit us at 1501 or 849.
Details at 849.com. You've got a gift certificate to Elmer's Restaurant. California omelet, yum. Bacon, biscuits and gravy, yum. Grilled ham and cheese trio, yum.
Hi, Joey Pals. This is Jackie Donnell at Elmer's. Come join us.
Check it all out at eatatelmers.com. You've got a gift certificate to McDonald's. New crispy chicken sandwich is here. Crispy, juicy, tender. Also available in spicy. Three new bakery products. Cinnamon roll, yum. Blueberry muffin, yum. And apple fritter, yum, are now available. Perfect add to your morning coffee. All available through the drive-thru, delivery, and our apps. Check it out at McDonald's.com. Okay, Joey Pals, all of those wonderful presents in Kits and Pets, the Air Museum, Aspen Mills, 849, Elmer's, Lulu's, and McDonald's go to one person. And let's see, Larry has one child. Alan doesn't have any. Lisa doesn't have any. We'll take the fourth caller at 323-JOEY. That's 323-5639. On your mark, get ready, get set, go. And if you're caller number three, I'll mail everything out to you. And we'll see you here the next time we spin the wheel. And thank you for making this show what you have. We are now officially in our, we finished our 26th year. So now we're in our 27th. I've lost my mind. But thank you for being so supportive all of that time. Okay, Joey Pals, we started off with Alan Jensen from the NeuroVitality Center. Then Lisa Stanford from Dementia Help Center. But he always says, I'll wait. And that's when we do our senior moment. Who's waiting? Larry Davis from
Forest Lawn. Good morning, Joey. How are you?
There have been days in the last 89 weeks that I said, I'm ready. I'm going to Forest Lawn.
We can wait, but we're ready when you are.
We're ready when you are. Bless your heart. Well, It's an interesting time, isn't it? It's sort of Thanksgiving. It's my birthday. Life is always on our minds. And we had a special conversation, you and I, because it was a special anniversary for you that we all shared in with you.
Right. It was the other day. It was 1 year that Linda passed away, which if you, as you said, the time just goes so fast. You know, we, in August, they put out Halloween, and in September, they put out Christmas, and it, you know, and now we're at Thanksgiving and Christmas and Hanukkah and Kwanzaa, and it's, and then we'll be at the beginning of a new year.
Super Bowl.
And so it, but it's been a challenging year, you know, for all of us with continuing with the COVID restrictions and that. But I had a quiet day. I went to the cemetery and took Linda flowers, and then I got my new little Mini Cooper. Did I tell you about that?
Yes.
Yeah, my chili red. You like the color. And I drove up to Oxnard, the harbor, and I spent the weekend, and I met up with some friends up there, and I spent the weekend on the harbor. It was beautiful weather up there. And
where did you go?
Oxnard.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, right on the harbor. And I think of Oxnard as being more inland, but it's not. And had a great time, stayed at a lovely hotel, and met with some friends. They have a condo on the canal. And
Now, is that some place you had gone with Linda?
Years ago, but it wasn't a place we went often.
Okay, because I know you have gone to places where you and she went, and you've gone through those little historical treks.
Sure, and but I, you know, I took memories. I have an iPad that has 4,000 pictures on it, and they go back to 2012.
I think dinosaurs.
You know, I just started scrolling through that, and there's so many good pictures, and you know, the ones of her in the last 3 or 4 years where she had the stroke like symptoms and her face changed and that, those kind of make me sad. But you know, I keep them. I'm not going to get rid of them. But the ones where she's really healthy and good, and I found a Christmas one that I just really love, and I talked to my son. He took the day off too. We both decided to take the day off. We're going to be together on Thanksgiving. I leave tomorrow to go up there, and so he took the day off. He went to the dentist, which I wouldn't have done on that day, but he had a dentist.
I wouldn't have done that any day.
Yeah, he had a dentist appointment. Oh. And he met some friends for breakfast, and he met some friends for a late lunch, and he planted a tree in his backyard. I believe it's a lemon tree in honor of his mom, and that'll be kind of a living memorial, and he had some good thoughts, and so it was a good day. And
what day of the month was that?
12th.
I started to say the 11th, okay.
Yeah, 12th.
Was 11, 12, 20.
Right, 20.
Gosh.
And you know, I feel like I've done well. I've made progress, but you know what I would tell our listeners is that it's different for everybody. People said, "Well, you know, what's it like?" Well, it's difficult. There's days that are sad, and there's days that are lonely, and very quiet. That's what I find at home. Is that I was married just too much short of 50 years, and so, and I left my parents' home at 19, married Linda, and we established our home. So I've never lived alone until this last year. Now our son, he's been out of our house, believe it or not, for 30 years.
No.
Yeah. And
I see Doug.
I was 41.
Every so often, and I guess I don't think of it that way, but
well, he left to go to college at 18.
Gosh.
And so anyway, he's been out, and he's lives alone. He's got his dog, and he's got a lot of friends, and he does a lot of traveling and goes out and has a great time. But he's very comfortable living alone.
But he always has.
But he always has. I never have. So this last year, and at work and at social things, I'm fine. It's just at night when I'm home alone. It's not that I'm so lonely, but it's so quiet, you know, because we. But I, you know, I have music and I think good things. And
are the nights harder? The nights now. I've never lived alone either because all of my children left and then came back. I probably had a few years in there, but Tyler moved back just before pandemic struck to save money for a house, and then, oops, salaries and everything changed.
Yeah.
But he, you know my house. He's in a guest house. I never see him.
But so is he still there?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
But if I were to scream, he wouldn't even hear me.
Oh, well.
He says, you have
but
your,
you know he's there.
Yeah, but you have your own gun, Mom. Use your own gun.
Oh, great. Well, yeah. Thank you. I'll know not to come stalking at your house in the middle of the night.
But like you, you know my bad habit is that I sleep with the TV on. When I start to worry about things I can't fix at 3 in the morning, those barbed wire thoughts, I turn on I Love Lucy or something. Because you don't think.
Yeah.
And Sonny Cool Cat's there with me.
I turn on, I have a, I like white noise. I have an ocean sound that I play on a little speaker. You just turn on your phone. It's you can play all kinds of sounds.
Yes.
The rain sound makes me have to go to the bathroom, so I don't like that. It's like running
just
water.
So you get up.
It irritates me. There's a fire. There's like a campfire sound. And then it makes you think the house is on fire. So
yeah, that's no good.
I found that the ocean waves.
And
when I ever, when Linda and I went to Hawaii 10 times and I'm going on our wedding anniversary in January, I've decided I'm going by myself. I've already got a ticket and go for a week. And whenever I'm in Hawaii, though, I love, because the weather, you can sleep with the door open, especially if you're up a floor or two. And I just love the ocean noise. So I found that to be very comforting. I do not watch television.
I know.
When I go to bed.
You're not supposed to.
Yeah, and I don't let Mochi, our dog, sleep with me. She sleeps in a kennel in the bathroom.
Oh.
I just don't want her to get dependent on, and I don't want her in bed with me.
Yeah, I
just
understand.
Some people love to have their dogs.
Sonny Cool Cat is just in the vicinity.
Yeah.
He sleeps at the top of my closet and it'll jump down on me.
Oh, well, that would scare me.
He goes in and out the cat door that's in my front door.
Mm-hmm.
Brings me a live mouse or a little snake or a...
Yeah, I don't think so.
No, you wouldn't like that.
No.
You know what I had in Montana? Because we just had the one fireplace. I had a VCR tape that you put in the bedroom television that was a fire.
I have that on my computer. And I use it at Christmas. And I have as a lot of us do, I have a very big television screen in the living room. I don't have a TV in my bedroom. I won't do that. But...
You're much more
disciplined.
Yes. And better, what's the word? I'll think of the word. More level headed.
That's a good word. Level headed. I like that. But
I am.
So I rushed back here today to be with you. I was in LA because the last couple of days I've been in our office in Glendale and I taped our candle lighting, a remembrance service that we do every year because it's going to be virtual again this year, unfortunately. And so I gave the meditation or the message about and kind of how I've been doing and shared some
that
things.
That helps people, Larry.
Well, I think so. I hope so. Anyway, it went very well. I think that everybody, we did it in one take. We had 3 hours to do it, and we did it in 45 minutes, one take, and recorded it. And
now how can we all hear that?
We
see
can
that?
Watch it
see
on that? Forest Lawn's Facebook page on December 7th at 7 in the evening.
Forest Lawn's Facebook.
Yeah, just Google on Facebook, Forest Lawn Facebook, and it's the Candlelight Remembrance Service.
I always loved coming.
It's a great service. This is my 17th service to be part of. I've usually kind of emceed it, but I've not been the main speaker. But they asked me to share some thoughts. And
is that the one with the paper doves?
Yes, the paper doves and the candles. And
tell Nigel and everybody what we did with the doves.
Well, what we do is we send out the doves, and we also have them available at Forest Lawn if you want to stop by.
Paper doves.
Yeah, they're paper doves, and they're they're perforated, and they're cardboard, and you can put the name on it, or you can put something in memory. But I'll tell you, some people decorate those things.
Yes.
And they put sequins, or they put pictures, or they put all kinds of stuff. And we have a manzanita tree at the chapel, and we hang those on. So if they want to bring them, or they can hang them on their Christmas tree.
It's so poignant.
It is. It's nice to remember. And as you light the candle, and of course we did it, on TV, and it'll be taped, but we ask people to have a candle. The thing I miss the most, It's different than radio. When I do, and I've done some television things.
Surely.
If you have an audience, or if, and you know from acting and that, I've spoken a lot of things, and the audience gives you energy. And so when I showed
that's
up...
That's why all these pictures.
Yeah, yes, I get energy. The building we taped in was the Hall of Crucifixion and Resurrection. It seats 1,200 people.
Goosebumps.
And but it was empty except for the ensemble that sang and the camera people. And so I spoke to the camera people and to the ensemble. I had everybody crying and laughing, and it really went across well, but you had to kind of make your own energy.
Can we save it? That's okay. Live radio.
Yeah,
okay.
We can save it.
I mean, it'll always be up on Facebook?
Yes.
And that's nice to know. If somebody missed it, they can see it.
But it came across well, I hope. Oh. We'll see when it airs. But what I miss the most, though, is not seeing the reflection of the people holding their candles.
Leaving.
Because you could see... That's my favorite part in the chapel, because you see their expression, their emotion, and when they blow it out, the puff of smoke, and it's kind of like the spirit being released. It's really special. So
you're special.
No, I don't know.
Gosh,
about that.
We've shared a lot, haven't we?
Yeah.
I had a good reminder the other day about how blessed we really are. I mean, we're blessed. We had Linda for 68 years. No,
69 years.
69. Thank you. Larry Davis always shares wonderful heartbeats. He is so popular with you, Joey Pals, I know. The phone number to continue the conversation is...
760-328-3112.
And the website is forestlawn.com.
That's
and it's right here in Cathedral City.
Cathedral City and 6 locations in the... Southern California area.
I'll pick which one I want to be. I haven't decided. Some days I want to be cremated, and some days I want an obelisk.
We will. I'm going to leave that one alone.
Just make sure you outlive me. Okay. Joey Pals, our blessings to Larry Davis.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Here comes the second installment of the Joey English Desert Datebook.
Joey Pals, this edition of the Joey English Desert Datebook is brought to you by the City of Palm Springs, palmspringsca.gov.
Just Fabulous presents Toshin's Great Escapes book series. Provides exquisite endorsements for hospitality around the planet. The series includes editions for Asia, Africa, North America, South America, and Europe. These guidebooks are bursting with the very best recommendation in luxurious accommodations. Enticing photographs of outstanding hotels, guest houses, lodges, and resorts. They're paired with the details you need to make an informed booking, with the prices, services, and facilities all being noted. Check it all out at the letter B, BeJustFabulous.com. Lalo Visions says, connect with your angels during a reading with Lalo Tachikin, psychic to the psychics. Lalo's detailed messages delivered at his office overlooking Joshua Tree National Park in nearby Yucca Valley will astound you. Phone this gifted clairvoyant at 401-1810 or visit his website. Lalo Visions, LALOVisions.com. Again, Lalo's phone number is 401-1810.
Joey Pals, get your date timers ready and stay tuned for more of the Joey English Desert Datebook in the next hour. If you miss anything, go to joeyenglish.com.
Okay, Joey Pals, what a great senior moment. But we've still got one more hour together. Don't you love the concept of more? Come on back to me.